Well, Alan, it's a dead rubber game. It is maybe in terms of that the two teams are through to the final or to the semi final. But I'm not just quite sure how Mickey Hart and Jim Gavin will take this game. How do you feel they will?
I have a funny feeling that this game will be just about as serious as most other games that are played. If you think of, say, for example, the National League tie between them earlier in the year, even though there was nothing at stake in that, I think both counties went at it with a fair degree of determination, and I think Tyrone especially went out on that occasion to try and show that they could beat Dublin. And I think the aim for Tyrone on this occasion will be to go out and show that they can compete with Dublin, but also maybe to hold just a little in reserve that they can come out of the game saying to themselves, right, if we up our performance by 10-15%, there's no reason why we can't beat them if we go on to meet in the All-Ireland final. So I think neither team, and especially Tyrone, can afford to treat this match with anything other than a fair degree of determination.
Yeah, because, well, I suppose there is something at stake in the fact that the winners of the game will top the group and they'll play, you know, they'll face the second team in the other group, which is probably going to be either Donegal or Mayo. And then they're going to, if they come second, you're going to face, obviously, Kerry. So there is something at stake there as well, I suppose. Maybe not as high as maybe the fact that they're through to the semi-final.
Yeah, I suppose that's the interesting one, is how maybe, you know, do Tyrone, assuming that no matter what happens, if Dublin happen to win the game, if Tyrone maybe would they prefer to be playing Kerry in an All-Ireland semi-final or Donegal or Mayo in an All-Ireland semi-final? I think probably the answer to that is that they don't mind which of those three that they play, because I think they would feel and justifiably feel that they would be capable of beating any one of those three. Now, by the same token, any of those three would be capable of beating Tyrone. But I think the point about it is that, you know, in any competitive sport, I think that competitive element, you can't just switch it on and off like a water tap. I think you have to go out, you have to treat it very seriously, and I think that's what Tyrone will be doing, especially in Healy Park, where, you know, where maybe their record hasn't been as good in terms of the championship as they would have liked. So I think from that point of view, it'll be a case of saying, right, we'll try and field a fairly strong team, might maybe leave one or two in reserve just in case, but the team will be strong, because the last thing that you want to happen is a situation where you're going out on Sunday and you're losing to Dublin by more than 5 points, because everybody knows throughout this championship, Dublin within a few minutes can very easily go 6, 7, 8 more points ahead, and that's the one situation Tyrone have to go out on Sunday. They have to show that they're capable of competing with and capable of beating Dublin, because otherwise, come the All-Ireland final, if both counties are fortunate enough to get there, there's going to be a big psychological advantage against Tyrone if they lose by 5 or 6 or 7 points, which I don't think will happen.
Yeah, and tell me, any speculation on the team? And I know I spoke to Dom Corrigan here last week, looking ahead to the games this weekend, and he was suggesting that Mickey Hart should rest Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart, and Colin McSheehan this week. I think that has gained some fuel during the week. What's your read on that? Or hearing?
Well,
that?
I was talking to a man in in a pub about 2 weeks ago.
Who isn't?
And he said exactly.
Yeah.
He said exactly the same. He says what you'll find is Tyrone will leave off Matty Donnelly, they'll leave off Peter Hart because they don't want him to get another black card, and they'll leave off Cathal McShane, and the two counties will agree to sort of score for score, and eventually it'll be a draw at the finish, and there'll be no sort of aftermath, and everybody will move on to the All-Ireland semi-finals with their character and their reputation and their credentials intact. It's all speculation. We simply don't know what either manager will do. But at the same time, I think if Mickey Hart was to leave off those three players, there would be two things that it would be. It would be a shock, because it has probably never happened before in his 20 years as senior manager. And the second thing, it would be a very, very big risk because then you have to, if you have to bring them on then to try and stem that tide of Dublin, you know, if Dublin go ahead. I think when you play Dublin, you have to put your full strength team out there. And I think, in fairness, Dublin will probably see playing Tyrone in the same extent because they know Tyrone's abilities. And, you know, in the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes of the All-Ireland final last year, we forget that Tyrone were 5-6 points ahead and were looking good. So it's not, even though it's a dead rubber, you can't take too many risks.
Yeah, and I suppose there are psychological advantages to winning this game. We seem to be talking in terms of Dublin going to win it. Can Tyrone win it?
That's the million-dollar question. Dublin haven't lost in the Championship since 2014 when Donegal, of course, inflicted that big defeat on them in Croke Park. I think Tyrone can win it. Whether they will win it or not is a different story, but I think, I've watched Dublin a few times this year, you know, and followed them. And the one thing that I notice, and if you look at Cork, a Cork team that nobody was rating up until they played Kerry in the Munster final, went out and they went toe-to-toe with Dublin for 65 minutes of the first game in the Super 8s. Tyrone beat them in the league. Even, I think it was in the Leinster final, even though they went on to beat Meath by a good amount at the finish-up. For 40, 45, 50 minutes of that match, Meath were within contention, but they didn't have the firepower up front to capitalise on their scoring opportunities. Tyrone are a better team than Cork. They're a much better team than Meath. They have, you know, they have a defensive system that's very effective. They have a good forward line. So there's absolutely no reason why Tyrone can't win this game. And I think, you know, people talk about this Dublin invincibility. And some people who remember Kerry going for the 5 in a row in 82, Kerry were being talked about as invincible at that time. Well, they were invincible until Offaly beat them. And I think that the same kind of circumstances are in play now. Dublin are being seen as invincible, but I think the indications this year is that, you know, Tyrone or Donegal or Kerry or Mayo are more than capable of going toe-to-toe with them for 65 minutes of a match, and in the last five minutes. I didn't maybe answer your question. I think they can beat them. Whether or not they will, Dublin, I don't know the answer.